Thanks so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project. It's time to bring you a little something special from the news headlines. These aren't your ordinary news cafeteria specials. We skipped the chicken parm and went straight for the mystery meat casserole. Around here, we call that mystery meat the ramble.
We get a lot of updates sent to us by the NPR News Division, and this was one last night that I dropped my BlackBerry when I saw it. Lynn Cheney told MSNBC yesterday that her husband, Dick Cheney, vice president of these United States, is, quote, a distant cousin of Democratic hopeful Barack Obama.
But I have to admit to a certain bias here. To get back to my book for a minute, in my book, there's a lot of genealogical research, you know, going back, Dick's family, my family, these heroic and amazing tales of people who went west. But one of the things I discovered is that Dick and Barack Obama are eighth cousins.
What?
Is that an amazing thing? Yes, if you go back eight generations,
really?
They have a common ancestor.
So you're from Barack Obama?
No, but I thought I should admit this fact as evidence that maybe I'm not completely objective about Mrs. Clinton.
Like the interview, I think it's Nora Dahlen goes, what?
that was actually a good reaction from her. And by the way, Mama didn't raise no fool. That is brilliant. Brilliant pitching for her book. You notice how she said, and another thing about my book, my husband's related to Barack Obama, and here we are talking about it the next day. That was very cagey.
We need to check Amazon for book sales tomorrow.
Right. Apparently the link is a 17th century immigrant from France. That's the link.
All right. Ooh la la. Okay, Ellen DeGeneres. I don't know if you saw her show yesterday, but she had this breakdown. It's all about this dog. She adopted this little dog from a rescue shelter. The dog did not get along with Ellen and her partner's cats, so Ellen gave the dog to her hairdresser, who has two kids. Well, apparently Ellen DeGeneres didn't realize that she actually signed something that said, hey, you can't give the dog away. And this particular rescue shelter has a policy against placing dogs in homes with kids under 14. Now, these two kids, I think they're 11 and 12. Well, Ellen is all broken up about it. Instead of dancing like she normally does at the beginning of her show, she broke down.
And because I did it wrong, those people went and took that dog out of their home and took it away from those kids. And I feel totally responsible for it, and I'm so sorry. And I'm begging them to give that dog back to that family.
But those people say they have a policy, and that is that, and they're not going to allow the dog back in the home.
Wow. I cannot imagine the grief that organization is going to get, deserved
or
not.
Oh, they've already gotten it. Apparently, they've gotten some bomb threats and
oh
the like.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
People who love Ellen love them the Ellen, and when they see her cry, they are not happy.
Yep.
George Lucas announced yesterday he has begun work on a live-action TV show that takes place in the Star Wars universe. Don't get too excited, though, or maybe get excited based on what you thought of the last few movies. He says the show has nothing to do with Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader. It's going to focus on what he calls mirror characters like bounty hunters and other Jedi leaders. It seems kind of weird to make a Star Wars movie, and it's like an Indiana Jones movie that doesn't involve Indiana Jones.
All right, this is a wacky story. Ann Coulter, you know her.
Sure.
She had some things to say about Jewish people last week, that they would be perfected if only they were Christians. Someone hacked into her website and posted this mock letter that seemed to be from Ann Coulter, if you read it initially. It basically said that her entire career has been sort of theater. The letter claimed, at first it was quite interesting to see how people would react when I used twisted logic and poorly masked bigotry, but 11 years is a long time to be living a fake life, and I can no longer tolerate this falsity. It goes on to explain this was all just a big joke. But then you get to the very bottom of her website. Now, this was actually on Ann Coulter's website. The hackers let you know that they were the ones involved. They wrote, ha ha, did it again. Oh, those silly web administrators, they just embarrass themselves. No longer there, by the way. Mm. But if you go to BuzzFeed, you can link through.
In terms of hacking, it seems like somewhat benign. You know? they could do worse. They could steal our credit card number or something. Well, that would be the ramble for today. You can find these stories and other BPP gems at our website, npr.org/BryantPark.